We're restless here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, but that's good for you because it means we still got 1 hour of content flying your way through the airwaves. Good afternoon. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
Hi. And we got a question for you, 651-641-1071. That's not the question. That's the phone number you should call to answer the question, which is, what's your favorite guilty food pleasure of all time? No, literally, that's the question. 651-641-1071. Do you have a favorite guilty food pleasure? Why are we asking?
Why are we asking, Bradley?
Well, thanks for asking what we're asking after I asked what we're asking why. The reason is I saw this article on The Takeout, which is my favorite go-to for news of a food persuasion. Quote, the Queen of England's guilty pleasure is not relatable. And I thought, ooh, tell me more, because I love a good royal story.
And so, food.
And I love a good food story, right? So as we're waiting for you to call in and tell us what your favorite food guilty pleasures are, and I'll tell you mine, and Colleen will tell you hers, and maybe even Holly will tell you hers, blah, blah, blah. I want to talk about this story about Queen Elizabeth's guilty food pleasure, and I want to see what you have to say about it, okay?
Okay.
Quote, this is the Queen of England's. Queen Elizabeth II's guilty pleasure. A bunless venison burger freshly shot with beautiful, freshly picked cranberries.
Why?
What?
I have so many feelings.
I mean, as long as those feelings are ew, I'm fine with it. Like, what? First of all, that ain't health. I mean, that ain't guilty. Okay. Why are you guilty about a venison burger?
That's my biggest issue about that. I'm like, if you're guilty about a venison burger, then what are you doing wrong in life?
Right? Like, what about a regular burger? Also, apparently the queen does not like fast food and tries to avoid it at all costs.
Fine.
To which I would say, how does the queen have to avoid fast food? Like, right? Like, she's like, oh, no, God, I really just try to avoid it at all costs. Honey, when are you ever near fast food that you have to avoid it? Like, she's just tootling around in her royal litter. Like, oh, I just have to stare at that Wendy's drive-thru yet again.
Maybe there was that one time in 1987 when she went to Taco Bell.
Colleen?
I just was going to say all food is fast food for her because she has, I mean, she literally is the definition of burger queen your way right away. She's got like personal chefs.
Well, she has people, certainly. Yeah, absolutely.
So like everything comes fast for her. She could be like, I would like this.
Yeah. Also, just circle back to the queen's favorite guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
A deer burger.
A bunless
deer burger. She sounds like fun at parties.
Right.
I mean, I love...
Oh, please. I'm watching my carb intake. Please
aren't
the bun.
Aren't we done with that? Like, anytime I see somebody like, I'm not going to have the bun. Also, I don't
Why are they hang out with the British people.
But anytime if you are at my table and you order a bunless option and it's not because you have some sort of allergy, I've got questions for you. That you probably can't answer. So let me just clarify and say, I have judgments of you.
Just eat the bun.
Holly, do we have people with their food or guilty pleasures on the phone?
Tina Marie is holding.
Ooh. Hey, Tina Marie. What's your favorite guilty food pleasure?
It is the tuxedo cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory that has mascarpone. Yeah.
Why is it wearing a tuxedo? What's the tuxedo part?
It sounds real formal.
The name of it, I don't know.
So it's just like cheesecake with mascarpone?
It's so good, though.
It sounds amazing. Tina Marie, thank you for sharing that. Colleen, what's your guilty food pleasure? I mean if you're like me, you probably have half a dozen at least.
I'm going to have to narrow it down.
Okay, so like
so
in
I'm
your
just
house.
Thinking of, right, so I'm just thinking of like when I get home from work and it's like taint lunch and taint dinner. I'm just saying like the in-between time when it's snack time.
Oh, your taint meal?
My taint meal. It's going to be like Bugles and dip.
Oh, yeah.
Or Ruffles and sour cream.
Yeah.
Like that's my moment where I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. and I need a little something, that's my guilty pleasure. Salty with just something to dip it in. What's yours?
Yeah, no,
narrow it down.
I'm right there with you because for New Year's, I decided to buy some treats. And so I made, you know, onion dip with sour cream. It's just onion soup mix with sour cream and then Lay's potato chips. And I can just go to town on that for days. Same with cheese and crackers. So those would be like my go-to guilty pleasures. Cheese of any kind. Like, I'm going to go to town with some cheese. But honestly, you know, all of them, right? Like, we don't. Like, I would never make a burger.
You don't discriminate. You will eat any, like, anything can be a guilty pleasure.
Oh, for sure. But as for what I typically will do, you know, it's like bread and butter. I know that sounds dumb, but in my house, like, when I'm feeling like, I'm just like, I'm going to have a big old hunk of toast with a big slab of butter, and I'm just going to go to town. Or cookies, nice I do like to make
salty
bars.
Salty and melty.
Holly, wait, what were you going to say, Colleen?
I was going to say, do you remember the other day we were talking about, I don't even remember how this came up, but somebody said pumpkin or like pie filling, lemon pie filling. And, oh, we were talking about kitchen hacks, like cheats.
Oh, yeah. And it was the lemon bars.
Yeah, it was lemon pie filling and angel food cake, just those two things.
And
then you bake according to directions.
And?
It is fantastic.
What did it taste like?
It tastes like, it sort of tastes like a lemony cake. It's a little denser than a cake. I will say this, don't overbake it. I accidentally overbaked it.
So it was dry or what?
It's like kind of Bernie Hanna around the edges. Okay, I also have to tell you, I just got something with a lot of ice in it, and so my tongue is numb. So
well, that's awesome. So that's why you sound weird.
Yeah.
Versus all the other reasons. But no, what I was going to say is I want to try that with like a white cake and like cherry pie filling or almond cake with, you know, some kind of fruit filling. I feel like combinations are endless.
And it literally is just those two things. Like you don't have to crack an egg. You don't have to you don't have to do anything else. You just the filling and the cake mix, and that's it.
Interesting.
I know.
651-641-1071 is your guilty food pleasure, a bunless venison patty that's been freshly shot along with some cranberries. Holly, what's yours?
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What's your go-to?
I don't know anymore.
What?
I haven't had ice cream in a really long time.
Well, then I have a guilty pleasure, honey.
Well,
you gotta get it.
Yeah, but you know, I get it in other places when I indulge in ice cream. I did pass by this birthday cake Tillamook ice cream at Kowalski's yesterday. I admired it from afar.
Ice cream is definitely a gateway drug in our house, so we have to be real careful about when it's in the house because I just eat it all at once. I can't. There's no like, I'm gonna have a scoop. What?
Yeah,
that's not happening.
I don't want the pints. Okay. That is junior varsity playing. I want the tub. And I'm going to take that tub and I'm going to eat it all by myself. I'm going to take my spoon, take the tub, sit on the couch, and just like eat it.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Colleen, in addition to all the other things you've mentioned, are there any particular guilty pleasures in your home? Maybe.
Not right now, but like I will say, like a homemade chocolate chip cookie is, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest thing on earth.
Okay. So speaking of that, I'll make bars every once in a while when I want to be naughty. But then Jamie was like, can you get vanilla ice cream to go on top? And that was like the most, oh my God, amazing combo. Just freshly baked chocolate chip. These were chocolate chip coconut bars with. Oh. Fresh or not fresh, like super yummy vanilla ice cream.
Like the good kind that you can see the beans.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be the kind of mom who always had fresh baked goods like every day, like just, you know, oh kids, I baked you cookies today. But then I realized like
you're gonna have
that's
to eat
a problem
them.
For me.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I can't keep that stuff in my house. Chocolate chips, I am no longer allowed to keep chocolate chips unless I know that I'm going to be using them within like a day or two, because otherwise I will eat them all.
Isn't that interesting? Because I for like the first 2 days we have chocolate chips, I will like sneak a handful out of the bag and then I forget they're there. So we presently have like 4 bags of chocolate chips that are untouched.
I do not have that problem. My problem is I can't stop eating them. All right, from guilty food pleasures back to celebrities, we've got a couple of publationships. In fact, up next, we have a battle of publationships. It's Fest versus Kardavidson. What does that mean? We'll tell you and why they're battling it out in headlines when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming live and doing everything publationship at mytalk1071.com. Battle Royale of the Publationships. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show. I'm the Bradley. That's the Colleen.
Hi.
Okay, what if I were to... Well, first of all, what's a publationship really quickly?
That is a relationship for publicity.
And Battle Royale, this time between two publationships in particular, Fest and Kardavidson. Who is Fest again, Colleen?
Okay, so that's a Julia Fox and a Kanye West.
Exactly. And Kardavidson, you can probably play the home game, dear listener, is...
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, and it is an epic smackdown.
Pew, pew, smack, smack. Why? Because
they're competing.
They're competing for headlines, and I think one of them will do better than another one, and that's just my own opinion. But anyway, let's start with Fest, and I know you're going to try to smack Fest upside the head with a Kardavidson update, Colleen, but Fest, that is... Kanye West and his new girlfriend are making headlines today with the following. Kanye West's new girlfriend, Julia Fox, opts for another Kardashian favorite brand as she sports a $2,100 distressed biker jacket to join the rapper for dinner at Craig's.
Craig's?
So, Craig's.
Oh, okay.
Craig's.
Craig's.
Craig's on Monday, the West Hollywood hotspot, the swank WeHo eatery, if you will.
It just sounds really dirty.
Swank
WeHo eatery.
I'm going to eat. Anyway.
Okay.
So what this story really is Kanye West and his alleged new girlfriend, Julia Fox, were seen together for dinner on Monday. But remember, it's the telling of this tale that tells a tale. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean... The following words, the actress, 31, that's Julia Fox, by the way, the actress, 31, once again took inspiration from the Kardashians. Who's the Kardashians, by the way?
Really?
No, I'm just saying, like, Kanye's ex. Right.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, the ex-wife of Kanye West.
Once, or almost ex-wife, estranged, mm-hmm. what do we call them? Once again, took inspiration from the Kardashians by sporting a gray distressed leather... She wore a leather jacket.
Well, also, can I just, like, remind everybody what the narrative has been? Which is that, in a real Cinderella moment, Julia Fox was invited to Kanye West's suite in a hotel where he had an entire store's worth of clothing for her to wear.
Yeah.
I mean, he's styling her the same way he was styling Kim. So really, it's not about her copying Kim. It's about... No,
this has nothing to do with her. And we don't know what she has to say about any of this because nobody's framing this as like, this grown-ass woman is out with Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, sloppy seconds. Or like, however... Like, the framing is always, she is trying to be a Kardashian because we can't think outside the box of Kim and Kanye. Right. And so again, it's framed as she's wearing a Kim Kardashian leather jacket from one of Kim's favorite brands, Charlotte Knowles. Well, I don't know that Julia Fox doesn't love Charlotte Knowles and hasn't been wearing it. It's not like Kim is the only one allowed to have that brand, right? And then it just goes on from there. And so what you referenced, Colleen, actually gets to my greater point with this particular publicationship, which is this is all just framed around Kanye's, like... This is all just framed around his, like, personality and ego. And honestly, the media needs to stop talking about women this way just because they're close to famous men. They did it to Kim, and now mm-hmm. they're doing it to this Julia Fox. And it's just lazy because, again, she may or may not love Kim Kardashian and Kim Kardashian style. Kanye may or may not actually be trying to turn her into, like, a Kim clone. But then what's a Kim clone? You know, the narrative was that Kanye created that, right? So maybe right. it's about Kanye. But like,
well, all roads lead back. If you're in a relationship with Kanye West, all roads lead back to Kanye.
Well, even insofar as the media is concerned, that's the way they, that's the only way they frame it. So you can't have right. an independent thought about Julia Fox that doesn't have something to do with the fingerprints of Kanye West all over her, right? Like, you don't, what do you know about Julia Fox?
Well, and actually, that's exactly what I was thinking is that would be if I were her representation, right? Because she's got an agent, she's an actress. If I were her people, I'd be like, oof, I don't know. This is a gamble because, yes, your name is going to be everywhere, but you're not, you're, you will be an extension of Kanye West.
Yeah.
You won't be Julia Fox who you actually are. And there's no way to game that system.
Yeah.
And so they not, must. What?
I was just going to say, that's not even like, you can, we can all, like, people, I think, just make the assumption like, ooh, Kanye's trying to turn her into a Kim Kardashian clone. Well, that may or may not be true, but like, let us figure that out from her own mouth.
Right.
Versus.
Right, but she's. We're never going to hear her. I mean, we'll hear her talk. I don't know. I feel like her people had to have been like, this is a gamble and we have to have an out here because at some point she's going to have to hit the sweet spot where she's got enough name recognition, but she can detach herself from Kanye if it's going to actually help promote her career.
And she may or
otherwise, may not. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen.
Well, and she may or may not care. I'm less right. concerned about that. I'm just saying. The fact that the media only frames her around Kanye and her proximity mm-hmm. to Kanye is what troubles me. Mm-hmm. That said, let's head over to the other side of this publicationship so you can smack down this story with a little Carr Davidson update.
Okay, so here's the latest.
Briefly, Pete and I'm Davidson. Sorry, we have no
time. It's okay. It's okay. Pete Davidson, according to a source, really wants this relationship with Kim Kardashian to go the distance. He is easing into this relationship differently. He's very serious about her. Blah, blah, blah. This all came from Kris Jenner to try to legitimize their relationship. We still don't have any pictures of the two of them together doing anything sexy. Thank you. I rest my case. Bye.
Yeah. No, you've made the point succinctly. It's all a publicationship. And when we come back, it's all crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things. Right here on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah.
Oh, those people are so dumb. Guess what? They're not you, so be grateful. It's a lesson in appreciating how... Well, we didn't make it into the crazy, stupid, idiot segments one more day. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. You're listening to your favorite crazy, stupid idiots. I'm Bradley. That's Colleen.
Hey.
Hey.
And let's get right to them CSIzers.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. That's dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, often in the state of
Florida.
Like?
Maryland.
Maryland. Why are we going to Maryland?
Well, because this is going to require a little sensory theater of the mind, okay?
Sensory theater of the mind.
Into the situation. Imagine it is 3 a.m. on a Saturday. And you're, I don't know, maybe you're sleeping in bed. Maybe you got up to go to the bathroom. Maybe you got hungry in the middle of the night. You went downstairs to have a midnight snack. I don't know, but this is what you hear.
Oh, ew.
What? No. What is that? Is somebody at the door? What is that?
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. Okay.
Oh, what is that? Where's that coming from?
It's kind of scary.
And then at about 5:30 a.m., so a couple hours later, well, hold on. I got to say, they called the cops. The cops showed up and they were like, yeah, I don't know where that noise is coming from. And then they left. Then at 5:30 a.m., the people who live in the house hear something like this.
Hello?
It sounded like somebody was doing it.
Well, they weren't really doing it. They were doing something, and it was wrong.
Oh.
And they heard this muffled voice.
Okay.
Hello?
Nope.
Knocking. Where's that coming from? Now, remember, the cops had already been there. They had searched the entire house. They could not find...
Was there, like, somebody in a wall or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There was somebody in the chimney, and it
was... Oh, my God, it was not Santa Claus?
...who lived with them. It was not that person's home. When the officers showed up the second time, they heard a human voice coming from inside the fireplace.
No.
They had to get firefighters to come and remove the man from the chimney. And I would like for you to look at the pictures.
Oh, God, it's going to be frightening, isn't it?
They didn't do it from the outside. They had to remove bricks
from the chimney inside the house. That's a home
improvement project. Right?
That's not going
to
be cheap.
At 7:30 a.m., they were able to extricate
a gentleman from...
I don't know.
Yikes.
I know.
I would be tempted to be like, just leave him in there.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't want to deal with that.
I mean, I think that that would create a bigger issue.
Well, I know. Can't they just pull him up?
No, apparently they couldn't.
Or down?
He was taken to a trauma center with non-life-threatening injuries. And that's all I know of the story. So what I'm here to tell you is...
You just fell? I didn't even realize...
Nobody knows
that chimney was big enough for you to get inside. I feel like every time I look at a chimney, I'm like, how can anybody get in there? That doesn't seem... I don't know. My chimney doesn't seem that big.
I've got a cover on mine. Not like a full cover.
Well, yeah, you
got
to keep the birds out.
A spark arrestor with like a nice little net around it. Like it's... I don't know. You'd have to take that sucker
off.
Also,
didn't they hear the person climbing up on their roof?
Up on the house top, click,
click, click, click. Also, can I just tell you that we, there's a ghost in our house, and I know this because...
Is it a ghost or a time traveler?
I don't know. It's probably... Well, I mean, I believe that they're time travelers, but just so I don't have to complicate the story, I'll tell you it's a ghost. So literally a couple weeks ago, we are sitting in our house ready to go to bed. You know, we lock up the house for the night. I was downstairs letting the dog in really quickly, and we'll get to the other crazy stupidity, but trust me, it's worth it. I'm letting the dog back in, and right at the back door is also stairs down to the basement. Mm-hmm. Jamie is on the stairs, which are right above me on the stairway up to the to our master bedroom. Mm-hmm. And we hear the following. Like that. And we both were like, what is that? What is that? What's that? What is that? Because to me, it sounded really loud. And to him, it sounded really loud. So I thought somebody was trying to break in. So we immediately run to our front door to see if somebody was at the front door. There was nobody. It was pitch black. Nobody, no footprints in the snow. Nothing.
Nothing.
But it was loud, like house-shatteringly loud, or shakingly loud.
Where was it? Outside? I mean, could you tell where it was coming from, I guess?
No, but it was loud to both of us, and we were on different floors of the house. And I was like, how could that have been so loud to both of us that we both were, like, freaking out at the same time? So we kind of just were like, I don't know what that was. I thought at first maybe it was the washing machine, and he had left something in there, and he's like, nope. So we just went to bed, no big deal. Fast forward to this morning. Okay. I have a dream that there is a ghost in our house. Mm-hmm. A straight up dream. And I'm running through the house yelling, get out of my house. Okay? I wake up. I let the dog out. After I'm... So I'm again standing in that same place. Watching the dog pee. And I hear...
No.
This time, there's nobody else home. I'm... wee-weeing in my pants because there's nothing. I mean, it's the same sound.
Nothing that else that could have made that sound in the home.
So fast forward, Jamie comes home. I explain it to him. And I said, well, you know, I just came from upstairs to let the dog out after I went to the bathroom. Guess what?
What?
The key there is I went to the bathroom upstairs. The same thing happened the first time he had gone to the bathroom upstairs. The
plumbing. So you have a ghost that's watching you go to the bathroom.
The ghost is the plumbing on our second floor is so old and, you know, like decrepit that it shakes the pipes as the water's getting sucked up, and it's delayed because, you know, by the time, like, I flushed the toilet, walked downstairs, and by the time I was behind the stairs where the toilet would be, I could hear the pipes rattling.
My gosh.
And
okay, so methinks that a call to Hero Home Services might be in
exactly,
order.
Exactly. But you trust me when I tell you, I don't believe in ghosts lightly, and I was convinced that our home was haunted because that it's so loud and it shook the it sounds like it's shaking the house that I was like, it's real. There's something really happening. Oh my gosh. It was just my dusty old pipes.
That is terrifying though.
Yeah, but now at least I don't have to be terrified. Anyway, also just a bad day to have a dream about a ghost. Can I tell you my crazy stupidity really
yes.
quick? All right, so now we're gonna go from Maryland all the way to another state called Florida. And this story involves two ladies and a man. And these two ladies are each facing a felony burglary charge after perpetrating a crime at 3 a.m. on a guy by the name of Jacob Cologne. Okay? So that's not unusual. It's a crime. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that it was two women that entered the home at 3 a.m. may be unusual. I don't know. But that's not why they're crazy, stupid idiots.
Because people get crimey, so that's kind of garden variety.
It's the nature of the crime and the fact that we don't understand what was actually going on. But when I tell you it involved glitter, you will begin to understand why this story is a crazy, stupid idiot.
Did they glitter bomb somebody?
Exactly. Investigators say...
That sounds like a nightmare.
But again... For what purpose, we don't know. Investigators say that Sarah Franks, 29, and Caitlin O'Donovan, 27, arrived at Jacob Cologne's residence at 3 a.m., began arguing with him while he was standing on a fenced balcony. That is when cops allege they each threw a container of glitter at him, which struck him about the torso and head.
Okay.
At that point, we don't know, by the way, what their relationship was, if there was a relationship between any of them. They then engaged the victim again after climbing over the ground level fence, entering his apartment, and throwing containers of glitter at him. So the glitter just kept on coming.
Okay, so I just feel like that is to create psychological trauma. Because have you ever tried to get rid of glitter? Oh, God,
I can't even. Just the thought of...
It's the worst.
I saw, like, a one little speck of glitter on a rug recently, and I was like, where did that come from?
Right. It's probably
from... And that was one speck.
It's probably from 50 years ago.
Yeah, like, or or it's traveled up here from Florida from this hot mess glitter attack, because that stuff goes everywhere.
I'm serious. This guy is going to have glitter in his crevasses for the rest of eternity.
That's kind of fun.
They literally then broke into his apartment again, throwing containers of glitter at him. They're still throwing glitter. And upon completing that glitter bomb, they kicked a window in his residence until it broke, then drove away, laughing maniacally, and were later arrested.
I mean, so how many glitters?
That was like three glitter attacks.
That's a lot. I'm telling you, he's going to have glitter crack for decades.
I mean, I would have to hire one of those, like, you know, those places they call in after somebody has, like, unceremoniously passed away somewhere for, like, months.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to call, or like a hoarder house where they have to, like, call in, like, the big guns. That's what you're going to have to do.
And have them get all that. I mean, that's just for the house. Like, how do you get it out of your
hair?
Yeah.
Cracks?
I mean, it's, like, in your body now. Like, you're going to be, you're going to have pimples that you pop and it's going to be glitter.
Glimples.
Yes.
I wish.
Oh, I feel bad for that guy.
I know. Do you want to tell us another one real quickly? We got time.
No. I'll save it for tomorrow.
All right.
It'll still be good. It doesn't expire. Crazy stupid idiots are fresh forever.
They never go out of date. When we come back, we're going to play a game for you. It's our favorite game of the day. It's called the Throwback
Live.
Right here on My Talk 107.1.